Hi, good morning. How's everybody doing? Yeah, it's Monday, that's okay. I'm Miranda Craig, I'm a sophomore here at Hope. Hi guys. I'm also a little bit sick right now, but I wanted to share a psalm with you and then a little story from my life. And then we're gonna get back into some music, which is awesome. So this is Psalm 121, and it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The word of the Lord. So my story starts back right after I graduated high school, and every weekend is filled up with grad parties, which sometimes is exciting and sometimes is irritating. But I was driving to one that's kind of out in the boonies near where I live, and I had never been to the house before, so I was using directions that I'd printed out, and I took a wrong turn and could not figure out where I was. So I pulled over on the side of the road in this little gravel patch that was kind of going on. And as soon as I pulled over, I realized it was a horrible mistake because the gravel was way bigger than anything that my truck could handle. It's just like this little tiny Ford Ranger 5-speed. And I got super stuck. And my sister and I got out of the truck and tried to push it. I tried to teach her how to drive it so that maybe I could push and she could drive it out of the gravel. And nothing was working. So my next option was sacrificing my pride and calling someone to come help me. And I was like, well, I could call my dad, because that's usually a pretty safe bet. But he was taking a nap because he didn't feel well, and I didn't want to wake him up, and also it would be pretty embarrassing. So we decided to just sit there and maybe try and dig it out ourselves, which was obviously not working. And pretty soon, this really big truck pulls up, and they're like, hey, do you guys need some help? And these strangers that I've never met before in my life proceeded to try and pull us out with a rope, and the rope snapped. And so they're like, all right, well, we're going to have to push you. So we put the spare tire between the two trucks and, like, used it for them to push us out. And initially, I was trying to drive my truck while they were driving theirs to push me out. And they were like, sorry, but you're just not good enough at driving your truck to get out of this gravel. Like, we need you to get out, and we're going to drive your truck for you. Yeah, it was a pretty awkward afternoon. So someone else had to drive my truck out of this gravel so that I could get back on my way to where I was headed. And I think sometimes in life we get stuck in the gravel and we just don't want to give it up to God. We're like, nope, I got this. I can get myself out of the gravel all by myself. And sometimes we can't. Sometimes you just keep trying to hold on to part of it and you can't get out of it. And it's time to give it up to God and let him take you out of the gravel, because then you can get on your way to the next best step, to the grad party or wherever else you're headed in life. So, just, we have a really good God who's always watching out for us, and he wants to pull you out of those situations. So would you all join us again in worshiping God, who's always there for you when you're stuck?
Amen.